Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Lots to celebrate. Joining us on the phone line is Tom Clifford with Brown Heating and Cooling as they're celebrating 50 years. And Tom is on the phone lines. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Jamie. How are you doing?
Doing great. Well, congratulations on 50 years with Brown Heating and Cooling. How's it feel?
Well, time goes by quickly. It feels good. You know, it happens one day at a time, but yeah, I've been happy with it, quite frankly.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations. Tom, what do you think's the keys to success or the secret to longevity with Brown Heating and Cooling? What has been the success?
Well, it's a family business. Like, we have family in the business, and we treat our employees like family. And our customers, if there's a problem, we take care of it. I've always wanted to be in business. I quit school quite young, like after grade 10 and stuff. But my dad was in business. I wanted to be in business, so that's something. It was a goal of mine. My whole, you know, and when I started, I was 26, I believe. And yeah, it's something I always wanted to do. And I worked hard at it, and I was blessed as time went by.
Well, it shows. Again, congratulations on this. And gosh, I think of a business that's been, and it's been actually more than 50 years for Brown Heating and Cooling. Is that right, or is that fair to say?
And yeah, we started like in January, so it's like half, almost 51 years now. Yeah, it's amazing. And it also, it's amazing how things have changed since I started. When I started, we were into refrigeration. We did refrigeration, and then as time went on, in the winter it got slow, so we got into heating. And but the way things have changed since when we first started, there were no computers on. Well, we had no phones hardly. We had phones, land phones, but we didn't have cell phones. But now all our equipment is computerized, and it's like horse and buggy to space.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, my goodness, in terms of 50 years plus, the changing technology, but obviously Brown Heating and Cooling, and as you mentioned, diversified into cooling, was able to take advantage of the changing technology, and again, a great success with it.
Right. Well, and the other thing, Jamie, is like heat pumps now. Like, it's when heat pumps came out, they've been out quite a while, but they weren't efficient. But now they have air-to-air heat pumps that, when it's quite cold outside, it'll heat your house. I can hardly believe the technology myself, and I've been involved in it all these years. And all these smart thermostats, and you know, you can control your whole house by your thermostat. It's a new world.
Yeah.
You have to change with it, and that's why, like my son John's in the business now, and he grew up with these little computers in his hand and little toys. I thought they were, but it's what's taken over the world. So yeah, it's a big change, Jamie.
I hear you loud and clear on that, Tom. But obviously, you got a great team surrounding you with Brown Heating and Cooling, and again, celebrating 50 years. Must have been wonderful to have the city of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma with a special presentation recently.
It was. I've known Martin. He was a coach. Actually, my daughter played basketball for him at Northwestern. So when they traveled around, I would go with him. So I got to know Martin really well, and then I sat on council with Martin. So when he came up there, it was a special event. We had my wife and the other owners, John, and Keith Thompson was there too. And yeah, he was very gracious. He gave us a nice plaque and from the city. So it was really nice. I appreciate Martin very much.
Well, well deserved. And again, Tom, thanks for all your service with City Council there as well. So I'm thinking, gosh, 50 years and still going strong with Brown Heating and Cooling. Any advice for young business owners or young entrepreneurs?
Yeah, well, you got to have a passion. If you want to be in business, you've got to want to be in business, first of all. And then it's got to be something that you, like as an example, when I first started, I was by myself. And when you're in the heating and cooling business, you're on call. So I was on call a lot. And my wife would say, Tom, we're having a dinner today and or Christmas or whatever it was. And I'd get a service call and have to go out. So, you know, you have to want it. It's like anything else, anything you want to be, you have to put your heart and soul into it. And if you don't, it's much like being a politician or a city councilor. If you're not cut out for it, you don't want to do it. So it's something that if you got it in your heart and you want to work hard and take advice from other people that are smarter than you, I think that's a big advice too. I've always hired people that were smart and they had expertise where I didn't, and I think that's important.
Yeah, surround yourself with good people. And Tom, I'm just thinking, you know, with Brown Heating and Cooling, 50 years plus, such a part of our community, and I'm thinking about great local businesses like Brown Heating and Cooling, where you're able to call up and talk to somebody personal, and local makes such a difference, I think.
Oh, it does. I think that's, like, we're part of the community, and, you know, like, you can't hide when you're in a small, and I, not that I want to, but, in Stratford, we meet people on the street, and it's a community, and that's how we felt part of our business. Even with our employees, if they had a problem, we had a problem, and if a customer has a problem, you know, we're part of the community, and I think that's an important part, Jamie. Like you said, they can call us, and like I'm kind of I golf some now, Jamie. I golf 3 days a week because I don't go into the office anymore. But people call me and say, Tom, I have this problem, I have that problem, and I still try to help them, even though John and the other people have a lot more expertise. I still try to help, and yeah, it's good that way.
Oh, good for you. Again, it's Brown Heating and Cooling celebrating their well-deserved 50 years, and again, congratulations. And of course, we'll remind folks where you're located and how folks can reach out, but any other thoughts or reflections? Gosh, Tom, looking back at 50 years.
Oh, well, time goes fast. That's all I'll say, and yeah, it's been great to be part of Stratford. It's been great, and not only Stratford, we've serviced St. Mary's and Mitchell and surrounding area. Yeah, it's just, I have enjoyed it. It's given my wife and my children a great life, and I'm grateful that I'm grateful I'm alive. I'm grateful I was part of Stratford for this time, and I appreciate, like, the radio station, our connection we've had with it over the years, too. It's been great.
Our pleasure. Brown Heating and Cooling. Tom, let's remind folks where you're located and the best way to reach out.
We're on 780 Ontario Street, and honestly, I'm so old-fashioned, I'd have to ask John about all the other stuff.
All the social media stuff, there you go. But just give him a call, or even better, of course, just drop on by with Brown Heating and Cooling, 519-271-1723. Tom Clifford. Tom, it's been an absolute pleasure, and again, congratulations to you and all the great staff there.
Okay, thanks, Jamie. Great talking to you. Appreciate it.